Welcome back inside Belk Arena. Jared Leitch back with you. A 20-point win for the Wildcats here tonight. 83-63 over the visitors of Cleveland State. As we get set for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, as we look at this box score, I want to start off, the rebounds really just jump off the page. Plus 22 advantage and a big shot differential there.
We shot 72 to their 45 in terms of field goals, and a big reason for that is the offensive rebounds. To start four guards and get 21 offensive rebounds is unprecedented in my time at Davidson. And but what is equally as impressive as that is that they had two offensive rebounds. They're a big, strong, athletic team. Aljavon Eichelberger is a big guy. Kenich, another big guy. And I think we really did a great job rebounding the basketball.
What was the key? Appleby came in as a highly touted sophomore. Was it a switch of different fresh defenders? He finished without a field goal, 0-7.
Yeah, he's terrific. You watched him at the end of last year, and he was a one-man fast break. And that's one of the assets of having John Axel Goodmanson and Kellen Grady in the backcourt, is that they can mix and match when they play defense. And I thought they did a superb job of it. And then you bring a guy like Carter Collins off the bench, and you got that additional dose of energy. So those three guys are pretty good defensively as well as very good offensively.
Now, you look at a guy like Luke Frampton. He stepped in. You mentioned in pregame that he's like a veteran guard plugging him into the lineup. And you always talk about Big Mo going into halftime. How big was that three-pointer heading to the locker room?
Well, certainly a big shot because it put us in double digits. And there's nothing greater than walking into the locker room with the crowd up on their feet cheering, just having made a great play. I thought John found him, and I thought Luke was picture perfect in the way he delivered it. And we're going to go to Luke every chance we can, because you can see what he does when he shoots the ball. He's superb.
You look at Kellen Grady, and we talk about it all the time, how he can slow the game down. You guys get in key spots, and he slows it down. He did that at a couple key points tonight.
You know, we got a lot of baskets going to the rim. We got a lot of inside-outside baskets, and that's the lesson we tried to learn from Washington and Lee, that we have to deflate the opponent by either driving it or by passing it inside. I thought our first three, four possessions, we threw it around the arc and we shot threes. And then Luka did not post deep. Nathan came in and posted deep. Duka came in and posted deep. And once you have... That has three big bodies. And, it's so wonderful to see Nathan and Dushan and Luke back in uniform putting in quality minutes after what they went through last year.
I want to talk about Nathan and also that whole group, because you guys were so active after rebounds. Second chance opportunities were key at a couple points, getting three-pointers, converting in other areas of the court. These guys were moving around. They were crashing the boards, and they were aggressive.
You know, it wasn't like sky rebounds where they fly in from the perimeter and they rip it out of the off the backboard. It was effort rebounds, and that was what was really impressive to me. It was that extra effort that the guys made, and we chart rebounds every game. Every shot has five opportunities, five guys. And they all get a grade on each shot that's taken. And I would suspect we're going to have pretty good grades tomorrow morning.
So, Coach, overall, we talked about a number of things. What's the number one thing that sticks out to you and maybe something you see that you need to go back and look to immediately improve?
Consistency. We spoke on Sunday morning in an email to our team about the need for consistency. First game of the year, you're going to have inconsistency. We did some brilliant things out there, the rebounding being one of them, the movement of the ball at times. When we shoot a shot, especially a guard, foul line extended or below, we exposed ourselves defensive transition. Not real pleased with our defensive transition tonight. I give Cleveland State credit. They attacked us. They pushed the ball up the court. But defensive transition was certainly going to go back to the boards and see how we can handle that problem. And I thought we dribbled the ball a little bit too much tonight. There were times where we had chances to make a pass, and we put it on the floor. And we only had 12 turnovers, but I think 5 to 7 of them probably were up because of the dribble.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Congratulations here tonight on win number one.
Thanks, Jared. Great to be back home. Hope that our students are going to come out on Friday night. Friday night, there's no school on Saturday. Maybe we'll get our students here. It'd be great to have them here.
So head coach Bob McKillop joining us here courtside.